I'm Peggy Sellers, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Have you ever played hide-and-seek with a little child? They love to play it, but I think it produces a little bit of anxiety, too. If they are hiding, they can't seem to stay still or quiet. They are anxious to be found. And if you are the one hiding and they cannot find you right away, they want a clue, some kind of noise or movement to assure them that you're still there. Often they will choose your hiding place when it is their turn again to hide. I like to think they just want to be where you are. Psalm 32:7 says, "You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance." This Psalm of David focuses on the blessedness of knowing that your sins are forgiven. David acknowledged his sin and found forgiveness from the Lord. He encourages us to seek him while he may be found. The Lord is a place of safety and refuge, a hiding place. When we seek shelter in the Lord, we will find a place that is secure. The idea is that he will cover us in his secret place, where we can be protected, not just from the storms, but during them. The Lord God himself is our guard and our keeper. Not only that, but David continues, "You surround me with songs of deliverance." And there's more. He will instruct and teach us in the way we should go, counseling us, advising us, guiding us. David's psalm continues, "Do not be like the horse or the mule who has no understanding." We can be stubborn sometimes and refuse to acknowledge our sins or fail to trust the Lord to hide us, to lead us, or to deliver us. But if we will turn to him, the Lord promises in verse 10 that his unfailing love surrounds the one who trusts in him. He goes on to tell us, "Be glad in the Lord and rejoice. Sing or shout because his mercy and loving kindness will surround you." This is a hiding place where we want to be found, where we want our little ones to know and to join us. Are you feeling a little anxious today? Is it hard to find that place of God's unfailing love and mercy? Start at the place that David did. Acknowledge your sin and guilt to the Lord. Trust that he has forgiven those transgressions. Trust him to be your own hiding place and listen for the song of deliverance that will surround you. Father, I come to you like a little child, wanting to hide in the shelter of your presence. I want to hear the song that you sing over me. I want to know that blessedness of forgiveness and cleansing, of being covered by your loving kindness and grace. I will be glad in you and rejoice with a song of joy, for you have made me righteous by the blood of Jesus Christ the Lord. Thank you. Amen. The Daily Thread is a podcast from the Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. You can learn more about the ministries of our church by signing up for our newsletter at zaccma.org. You can follow us on Instagram or Facebook and subscribe to our podcast channel wherever you listen to podcasts.